Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about having anxiety from not being productive. I had shared an article on Twitter, and I thought, geez, that would actually be a good article to talk about on the show, because many people do get anxious about not being productive. This happens a lot of times when people go on vacation. They start to feel a little irritable because they're not working. They're not being productive. They're not getting things done. And you don't have to be working in the corporate world to be having that feeling. Many people who are at home with kids get the same feeling. They just have a feeling of needing to be productive. So when I ran across this article, I thought it was a great thing to be sharing with you guys. So I just want to read a couple of clips out of it and then give you some tips and ideas how you can incorporate this into your own life, being able to enjoy and be peaceful when you're not being productive. So this was an article that I will link in the show notes, the entire article. It was written about a Lawrence University course that was put together to help students intentionally learn how to slow down. So year after year, Constance Kasser and her colleagues at Lawrence University have been noticing students seem to be more stressed and under more pressure. They exude an anxiety that they are wasting time if they aren't being productive. And when they get a minute of free time, Kasser, an associate professor of religious studies, said, she notices students will often spend it scrolling through their phones. What Kasser and her colleagues see among their students isn't unique to Lawrence. Research shows that a majority of college students during the 2020 to 2021 school year met the criteria for at least one mental health problem, according to the American Psychological Association. So they asked themselves, how can we get students to be intentional about taking downtime? How can we get them to reflect on who they are, what they need? They thought about crafting a contemplative studies minor, but that would just be one more thing for students to add to their transcripts and pile onto their already ambitious list of undertakings. Instead, they developed a single course for students to take called Doing Nothing. It counts for 1/6 of a normal class, is graded as either pass-fail, and meets for only 1 hour once a week. Each week, a different professor or community member teaches the class about their own area of expertise. 1 week, the students learned Tai Chi. Another, a professor from the psychology department, talked about sleep hygiene and how it corresponds with higher GPAs. This week, a theater professor was on deck to teach students the Alexander technique, which focuses on mind-body awareness. Students aren't asked to write papers or study for a final exam. Instead, they need to do just 3 things. Show up to class, participate to the best of their ability, and put their phones away. Sounds great, right? Well, students think so too. Doing Nothing had the highest enrollment of any non-required course this fall, and it had just over 50 students. There's a real hunger for this, Kasser said. While the enrollment numbers reflect the initial interest in the class, students in the course have told Kasser It is changing how they approach the rest of their coursework, and they're spreading the word, talking to their friends about what they learn in the class. Students have also told her that the class is one of the only times all week when they aren't constantly thinking about what's happening on their phones. While the name of the course might imply otherwise, teaching students how to intentionally slow down is the opposite of nothing. This actually allows for students and for all of us to be deeper thinkers, to be more creative, to be more productive workers, to be better at our jobs, Kasser said. I think that this article has more. If you would like to read the whole thing, I have the link in the show notes. But what a treat to actually offer people a time during the day that their phone has to be put away and they are not required to do anything other than show up and participate in either the Tai Chi or the Alexander technique that they were learning, just kind of learning about moving their body, and their phone has to be put away. I love that part. That's why I wanted to be sure to share it with you, because even when the kids were not being productive, as college students are, they would then immediately go to scroll with their phone. So learning that we can put the phone away, that we can put our work away for an allotted period of time and actually let the dust settle and not need to be productive, can just feel so relieving. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches Podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. Some tips I have for you to be able to start not feeling anxious when you are not being productive, about giving yourself permission to finally let go. I highly suggest placing a do nothing space in your schedule. Doing nothing. Imagine putting that in your schedule. You may find it your first step toward calming your nervous system and making peace with what is. I know that we all have busy schedules, but to be able to have some time, maybe if you're not calling it your meditation time, which actually feels like a thing on the to-do list, right? Or calling it something that feels like it's just too fluffy, you might not do it. But if you take some time and do nothing, and it's in your calendar to do that, maybe you can start small like you would with meditation. The reason why I think some people don't even do the meditation is because it's one more thing to do. So maybe you can start with placing a do-nothing space in your schedule. You might find that this can begin to calm your nervous system, and you want to come and do it again. Like I said, maybe starting like we do with meditation, small. Maybe you don't want to start with a half hour, or like these people in the article, the students had a full class. Maybe you don't want to start with an hour. Maybe you can start with 15 minutes. 15 feels like a nice chunk. You get in, you get settled down, don't do anything. Maybe you just let your mind wander. Maybe you doodle. Whatever it is, it's nothing productive. That's all. It's nothing from the to-do list. It's just nothing. You can let your mind wander. Maybe you flip through a magazine. I don't know. Just do nothing that is on your to-do list. My hope is to get you past the feeling of needing to be productive all the time. Often this is what we feel, that if we are not accomplishing something, then we are, what, bad? Are we like bad? The human is not meant to be constantly on. We have to have some downtime. I think you could find a little space in that Google calendar or your paper calendar or your to-do list that says do nothing, doing nothing space. Maybe you sit in your car for this time. Maybe you have a time you can do it at home. I understand. I had these days of work, and then you change hats and you go home, and your mom or dad, or maybe you're a caretaker for older parents, whatever it is, it changes. And so there's like this whole new to-do list, right? It's not the work to-do list, but it's the mom to-do list or the house to-do list. Finding 15 minutes in your day to do nothing. Let yourself sit and look out the window. I have clients who have not wanted to do meditation. They were feeling that it wasn't right for them for some reason. We all have our own decisions that we make, but they could look out the window for 15 minutes a day. And to me, that was them meditating. But they didn't want that word, so we let the word go. We can let the word go. We can call it whatever we want. We can call it your staring out the window time, your doing nothing time. Whatever it is, even when I say it, I feel my shoulders relax. I take an exhale. Yes, doing nothing. Just letting some time be. Letting the dust settle inside your mind. Oh yes, we find time for what is important to us, and even for what is not important to us, but habitual, such as what the students in the article were doing when they weren't being productive with their schoolwork or whatever. They were scrolling on their phone. Now that is habitual. The scrolling, the YouTube, the Netflix, we're not being productive, but we're going to something. That's what we do next. That's what we do next. It's almost as if it were on our to-do list. Well, after we finish this, then we go do that. But if it is not enjoyable, if it is not letting you relax, letting your dust settle in your mind, letting your muscles actually relax, and you're taking an exhalation. If the scrolling is causing you to feel uptight or feel like you're not good enough or that you have more things you should be doing, there's that word, should, or if the YouTube news or whatever it is causing you to not feel relaxed, if it's something you go to just out of habit, it's something that we can take a look at. We do find time for what is important to us. It's a good move to carve out some doing nothing time out of the mindless screen time that you do. So maybe it could be a substitution. You could substitute scrolling or YouTube. Notice I bring up YouTube because that's where I go. It's like, oh, what information did I not get? Who has put out something that I need to know about, right? That's where I go. I don't scroll so much, but I go to YouTube. So instead of going to YouTube for me or maybe scrolling for you as the first thing, maybe we could allow ourselves some doing nothing time. It seems like it's okay to scroll for 5, 10, or 15 minutes, maybe even more. But to just do nothing feels like you're unproductive. You can swap that out. You can take time away from your scrolling and just chill. Just do nothing. Carve out some time out of the mindless screen time. And when you notice how restless that might make you feel, let that be a clue as to how attached and addicted to doing the scrolling was. Nothing wrong with noticing the struggle. And it's probably going to be interesting because to do nothing feels uncomfortable, but to scroll mindlessly on the phone feels okay. It's just that it's been a habit. So notice the struggle when it comes up. Notice that you may have been addicted to the scrolling or to the YouTube or to whatever it is that we go to mindlessly. When you do notice the struggle, that's good because this can be the clue for you to start a new behavior or a new habit. And the uncomfortable feeling is just the adjustment period. Be kind to yourself as you build this new muscle of doing nothing. And again, it doesn't have to be for long periods of time. If you have allowed yourself to scroll for 5 minutes, you can allow yourself to do nothing for 5 minutes. The students in the article, yes, they learned Tai Chi, they learned about sleep hygiene, and they learned the Alexander technique. And you have learned many things in your life too. And you have learned many things from the show here that you could do. But you can also do nothing. For them, they were putting the phone away and they noticed that that made a difference for them. I would love for you to have 5 minutes of doing nothing where you don't pick up your phone. Put that in your calendar and see if you can't build it from 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Maybe this can be the start of a time for meditation for you. Who knows where this can go, but let's give it a try. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being here and listening to the show. I so love being here with you. And now for today's quote. How beautiful it is to do nothing and then to rest afterward. That's a Spanish proverb. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.